Over the past 30 years of doing this job, I've often wondered whatever happened to some of the people I met and interviewed, especially people who were at some precarious turning point in their lives and who spoke candidly with me about their hopes for the future. How did the future turn out? How did it turn out for Stephen Mallory, who was 22 years old when I last saw him in 1995? Mallory is from Dayton, Ohio, and when I met him, he had just turned his life around. He had a job literally doing Dayton's dirty work, cleaning up after the garbage trucks dumped their load at the county incinerator. He had been a fast-living teenage drug dealer, given to fancy cars and expensive suits, and known on the streets of West Dayton as Monte Carlos. He told me about his past life when we met 23 years ago.
When I started back in about 90, I never really counted up, but I was making at least $500 to $600 a day.
Mallory told me that one day he decided enough was enough.
Yeah, it was December the 18th in 92 when my friend Antoine Gibson died. Went to his funeral, and the guy that was sitting in front of me, my friend Darnell Cochran, said, "I can't picture myself being in a box." But later on that night, he got killed. And I just said, "I just can't live it no more. I have too much to live for."
So he quit the drug scene. There was a catch. Mallory had three children who lived with his girlfriend, Afrika Groves. When the wads of cash stopped coming in, he had no money to support the kids. Afrika turned to welfare, and the welfare department looked for their father. Stephen Mallory ended up in a counseling project that steered him toward a job. It was part of a national program called Parents Fair Share. When I met him, he had gotten a GED and started working. He told me he was determined to be present in his children's lives, not like his own absentee father. He said the only good memory he had of him was one day when he was about six.
He took me and my two sisters by this other woman fishing. I still remember like it was yesterday. We went to the river, and I don't really know nothing about the man. I wore a suit fishing, you know, with some dress shoes on, and you know, he let me take my shoes off and run around in the water with my two sisters and throw rocks in it. Other than that, if he wouldn't have never did spent that with, I probably wouldn't even talk to him today. I can't call him father or dad, and I'm like, "What's up, man?"
This was something that young Stephen Mallory had talked about at the counseling program. He wanted his kids to be able to call him dad. Mallory struck me as a young man with imagination, a quality I didn't see in the other men I met in the program back in 1995. He could imagine a life completely unlike his own. No gangs and drugs, no welfare dependency, a solid family, savings.
A lot of people don't, you know, go out around the clubs around here. I say, when I go out, I want to go to the Bahamas. You know, I'm the type of person that pays now and gonna party later.
Stephen Mallory, age 22. I wondered if the 44-year-old Stephen Mallory bore any resemblance to the person he had hoped and planned to become. So, I went back to Dayton.
Sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you?
A long time no see.
Good
long
to see
time.
You again. Over 20 years since I saw you.
Yes.
We are in the Northridge Estates subdivision, just north of the Dayton City line. Single homes with garages, neatly mowed lawns, the very vision of a middle-class suburb. He is dad to three grown children from his days with Afrika, and a teenage daughter with Tracy, his wife of 18 years. Tracy is an elementary school principal. The teenager, Zaria, will be making college visits this summer. Three of his four grandchildren were visiting with their mother, Tina Groves. As for Stephen Mallory's work?
Still working with Montgomery County. I got a couple of promotions. I'm a scale operator now. Then I was out in the trash. Now I'm at the beginning of the trash. I don't even smell it no more.
He's also running his own businesses, a lawn care service and a massage clinic, which he speaks of as his shop. He took an 18-month course and became a state-licensed masseur.
So how close to the Bahamas have you gotten in this time?
We went to the Bahamas. Let's see, one of the pictures. No, that's Vegas. We went for our birthdays. It was 16 years ago. Matter of fact, my mission statement at my shop is to the Bahamas and back in an hour. Yeah, so I'm still true to the dream. I stay true to the dream.
I visited Mallory's massage clinic. It's a space designed to be relaxing. It's candlelit. He pointed out the earth tone color scheme to me. He said he chose it to look not too feminine, not too masculine. Joni Thomas is a regular client.
Do you have any aches or pains since we've seen you last?
In here. Yeah, in my shoulder.
Okay.
Neck.
The massage clinic is very much a part-time venture. Stephen Mallory told me it pays the rent, but not a lot more. Mallory has another passion. He has made 4 rap videos that are on YouTube.
My character is somewhat schizophrenic, but he's not schizophrenic. He's just telling his story from different stages of his life. I'm in the jungle, fighting for my life.
And if I wanna see tomorrow, I gotta fight through the night. If I wanna see tomorrow, I have to fight through the night. This video is called Ha Ha. Mallory plays the streetwise drug dealer he used to be. It's very professionally produced. In one scene, 3 friends are sitting in the car, and then with an edit, they all suddenly disappear. It's a reference to his own adolescence.
In a 4-year span, I went to, I think, 17 funerals.
17 funerals.
17 funerals.
For young men.
Yes. A lot of my friends, you know, went to jail. What we consider Buck Rogers time. And when you watch the television show and it's like 2036 is when their outdate is. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Seeing Stephen Mallory today as an enterprising middle-class suburbanite reminded me of the capacity for imagination that I had seen in him back in the 1990s. He imagined a life unlike anything he had ever experienced, and he made it happen.
We're in a nice house. Back then, a person told me that everybody has roaches. You know, I would have believed you. But now I see that, you know, everybody doesn't. Everybody grew up and survived off welfare. That's the main means of support, and it's really not. I received a paycheck every payday from that point on.
And the payoff isn't just material.
People treat Mr. Mallory way better than they treat Stephen. You know, I go to the doctor, and they're like, can I see your insurance card? When I give my insurance card, they'd be like, how may I help you, Mr. Mallory? What would you like to see done? I remember going to the doctor and I didn't have any insurance. And they called me Stephen. They said, well, Stephen, you know, I can't. This is the best I can do, you know, or I can't do nothing for you.
Mr. Stephen Mallory of Dayton, Ohio, whom I interviewed back in 1994 and 1995. I wondered ever since whether he's okay. Turns out he's better than okay.